Top of the arc, Tyler puts it on the floor, kicks to the McGee, left corner three in the air is an air ball, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Carrington, a break for the Badgers, they keep it with six on the shot clock. Kamari McGee will inbound, baseline right. McGee looks, finds Klesman, catching, shooting, right corner three, and that's an air ball caught by Carrington. Back-to-back air balls, and here comes Minnesota. 9-12 left in the half, 18-15 Wisconsin. Cooper, hedge of the screen from Crowell. That cut off Cooper, now needs some help. He'll throw to Carrington at the left point. Carrington matched up with Connor Asijan. Carrington gives it up to Garcia. He tries a three, left side, and he splashed it. Second three for Dawson Garcia, and we're tied at 18. 8:52 left till halftime. Max Klesman throwing to Tyler Wall at the top. Gives it up to Crowell right of the circle. Steven with a handoff to Asijan, and he gets fouled on the handoff.
Garcia does a good job of kind of lulling the defender to sleep a little bit before releasing. He's got a smooth stroke.
Yeah, not prolific, just 33% coming into the game, but has looked good. Klesman and Wall check out. Pharrell Payne just picked up his second foul. That's good news for Wisconsin. Badgers have Davis, Asijan, Gilmore back in, McGee and Crowell. Payne sitting down now. Cole Joseph back in, and he's trying to check Crowell off the left elbow. Throw to Gilmore, top of the arc, feeds Asijan. Connor had it knocked away, stolen by Braden Carrington. First turnover for Wisconsin. 8:30 left in the half, tied at 18. Cooper, a little stop-and-go dribble down the lane, pushed it up around McGee, no good. Rebound, tipped in the air, pulled away by Connor Asijan for Wisconsin. A lead feed to Jordan Davis on the left wing, and it's kicked by Joshua Ola-Joseph. Stops play with 8:16 left in the half, tied at 18.
Cooper tried to take advantage of the size differential between him and McGee. I'll give credit for McGee. He's battling, he's fighting him.
Badgers have missed seven of their last eight shots. Another one of those dreaded scoring walls going on as Davis throws to Asijan, feeds Gilmore at the left point. 15 on the shot clock. Gilmore finds Asijan open, catching, shooting a three straight away. Short, no good. Rebound, Joshua Ola-Joseph with 8 minutes left in the half, tied at 18. Scoring drought, 2.5 minutes and counting for Wisconsin. As we have a whistle and a stoppage. Not sure if there's a player with a little bit of blood, perhaps, as we'll go ahead and take the under-8 media timeout. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub Lots of Matzah Pizza, and Pepsi, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:52 left in the first half, Wisconsin 18, Minnesota 18. Back in a moment, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 8 p.m. tonight and continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cloudy skies tonight with snow likely. Lows level off around 32. East winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times again. Tomorrow, 36. 23 tomorrow night, overcast. 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
College sports are full of trash talk, but stats speak louder. We'll let the F-150 speak for itself. Tough, smart, capable. Visit your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealer today. And WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 7:52 left in the first half. Wisconsin 18, Minnesota 18.
Chucky Hepburn picked up his second personal foul at 15:40. We haven't seen Chucky since then. We haven't seen any points over the last 2:38 for the Badgers over their last five from the field.
Greg Gard, the two foul participation stat, you can see in some different metrics, including Ken Palm, about 10% of the time, and just doesn't do it a lot. Ben Johnson, much more likely to do that. Pharrell Payton remains on the bench, though. He has two fouls. Hepburn remains on Wisconsin's bench with the two. 22 on the shot clock. Joshua Ola-Joseph, front court sideline left, will inbound it to Lon Cooper, and now Jamison Battle has it. Hands off to Carrington. Left-hand toss for Cooper. He was with Isaac Lindsay back in there for Wisconsin. Austin Garcia, right wing, and a Battle. Backing on Klesman. Battle, mid post right, feeds Cooper. Clear looking at three straight away. Short, no good. Long rebound comes out to Cooper. Second chance, Minnesota. Cooper flips to Battle, left of the wheel. Throws to Braden Carrington, into Ola-Joseph. Mid post left. His pass cross court, deflected by Klesman, and stolen away. Into the hands of Isaac Lindsay, but it was Klesman causing it. Max has it, edge of the center circle, 7:15 left in the half, tied at 18. Davis, a pass for Lindsay. Isaac Lindsay on the right-hand dribble. Jump pass, Gilmore, top of the arc. Carter kills the dribble off the left elbow, feeds Davis, goes into Crowell, left of the lane against Ola-Joseph, and Ola-Joseph is called for the foul. That's a real tough check for Joshua Ola-Joseph, doing what he can. He just picked up his first foul.
In addition to the physical challenge for Ola-Joseph, it's the experience. He's a freshman. Mm-hmm. That's where Crowell can take advantage.
Wall in for Gilmore. I've talked to Steven about that, about the increased strength that he has when he first got here. He says, yeah, that's great. But the experience, too, that's been very helpful. Is the inbounds pass to Jordan Davis. His left corner three goes off the side of the glass. No good. Carrington the rebound. But, yeah, to your point, strength is critical for Steven, but just being around it and knowing this level a little bit more has helped him. Here's Garcia trying a three, left of the circle, no good. Carrington elevates the offensive rebound. He gathers and scores. And Minnesota leads 20-18 with 6:35 left in the first half. It was an impressive offensive rebound from Braden Carrington. The ball is Jordan Davis high on the right, feeds Klesman, turns it to Lindsay, bounces the Wall. He's with Garcia. Wall turns left block. Wall stumbles, lost his balance, flipped it up off the mark, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Jordan Davis of Wisconsin.
One thing that's really stood out physically about Carrington is his length. He's listed at 6'4". We saw his ability to jump and get that rebound at the other end, but he's also bothered the Seagin with his length defensively.
Yeah, Mr. Basketball out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, dealing with injuries this season. Missed seven games starting around the third week of January. Didn't come back till the middle of February. With the ball is Talon Cooper right now against Isaac Lindsay. Cooper on the left-hand dribble. Crosses to the right. And a bump into Lindsay. Offensive foul. And Talon Cooper is Lindsay got to the spot. 5:58 left in the first half. 20-18 Minnesota.
I got to be honest. Anytime anybody goes to the floor in a pronounced way, you hold your breath.
You do. With the ball is Klesman, left of the lane. Slams on the brakes, finds a siege in top of the circle. Back to Klesman, left point. Loops it inside. Crowell catches against Ola-Joseph. Single coverage, backing is Crowell. Backing, and Ola-Joseph trying to poke it away, and instead guilty of his second foul. So Ben Johnson now up against it a little bit. Two fouls on Payne, who's on the bench. Two on Ola-Joseph, who stays in there. Klesman Baseline left, inbounds to Crow. Crow again against Ola Joseph, backing him down. Mid-post left, turns left shoulder, up right hand. Back iron, no good. Jamison battled the rebound. 5:30 left in the half, 20-18. Minnesota Badgers have now missed their last 8 shots and 11 of the last 12. Carrington right wing. He'll throw to Garcia, right of the circle, across the top. Gives to Ola Joseph, driving on wall, right lane line, scoops to the rim, and the layup is good. 22-18, Minnesota with 5:08 left in the first half. Isaac Lindsay throwing to a Sejan, top of the circle. Gives it to Crow, and a whistle and a foul called here against Minnesota. They're going to get Braden Carrington. That'll be his first. And it's team foul number 6. Badgers have been hit with 5. Carrington comes out. Jaden Henley is back in. Henley, 4 early points, going into attack mode against Connor Asijan. With the ball is Max Klesmith. On the dribble, left foul line extended. Badgers trying to break this drought. Lindsay will try. Right side 3, too long, no good. Rebound to Sejan, leaves it for Klesmith with a shot fake. Max off the left wing, stops left elbow, sends it back out to Lindsay. Flips it to Klesmith, a bounce into Crow. Baseline right against Ola Joseph. Crow with his back to the basket, 8 to shoot. Backing his Crow, right block, turns it out to Max, tries a 3 straight away, good. Max Klesmith ends the drought. 22-21, Minnesota, 4:30 left of the first half.
Garcia was cheating off Klesmith to try to help Ola Joseph, and he got burned.
Max in his last 3 games, 9 of 14 from the arc, 40% shooter from distance coming into the game. With the ball is Cooper, and a pass for Battle, and a foul is called. This will go against Klesmith of Wisconsin. That'll be his first. And team foul number 6. Both teams with 6 fouls. 4:15 left in the half. 22-21 Minnesota. Inbounds pass. Dawson Garcia hands off the Battle. Battle against Klesmith. Battle puts it on the deck to the free throw line. Retreats. Feeds Garcia. Throws to Cooper on the right side. Cooper shuffles off the wing. Right elbow jumper. Off the dribble. No good. The rebound to Wisconsin's Connor Asijan. And here comes Klesmith up the right sideline for Wisconsin. Badgers down 1. Asijan off the wall screen. Throws to Tyler, top of the circle. Feeds Crow. Backing right block on Ola Joseph. Turns up left hand. Good. Steven Crow with 11. And the Badgers lead 23-22 with 3:45 left in the first half. Cooper sets the floor for the Gophers against Isaac Lindsay. Throwing to Jaden Henley. He's with Asijan. A pass left wing for Garcia. He flips to Cooper, top of the arc. Gives off to Jamison Battle. Battle against Wall. Battle on the dribble. Out to Garcia to the free throw line. Darts to Henley off the right wing. Henley turns to the paint. Goes inside. Caught by Ola Joseph. And a shot is up and in. Contact made. Nothing called. No flop called as Asijan went to the floor. And the Gophers lead 24-23. Ola Joseph now with 4 for the Gophers. Here's Asijan on the dribble to the line, down the lane, to the rim, shot block, goaltending the call. Count the basket, Ola Joseph getting it in the cylinder. Asijan gets the bucket, and a seesaw battle here at the barn as the Badgers regain the lead at the under 4 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. From the America Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:04 left in the first half, Wisconsin 25. Minnesota 24. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figured this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. Well, the Badgers went through a cold spell. They've now made three straight shots. 3:04 left of the first half. Badgers 25, Gophers 24.
It's been three different players who have gotten the scores. Klesman, Crowell, and Asija.
Hunter getting it via the goaltending call and Joshua Ola-Joseph. Crowell with 11 points. Asija has 7. Dawson Garcia with 8 for the Gophers. Minnesota 10 of 19 for the field. The Badgers just 11 of 28 and 2 of 10 from long range. One turnover for Wisconsin, 5 for Minnesota. Just checking us out, Badgers and Ohio State will hook up on Wednesday at the United Center in Chicago, a 5:30 tip. Wednesday afternoon, our coverage will start at 4:30 across these Badger Network stations.
It was a pretty entertaining game when they played in Columbus. Kind of a tale of two halves. Wisconsin played about as well as they could in that first half.
Yeah, it became entertaining, and unfortunately so in a lot of ways. Wisconsin was up about 18 points, and Ohio State stormed back, but the Badgers held them off. The guard saying to his guys, you're number one in the nation at making it really hard sometimes when it doesn't have to be. Ohio State actually picked off a couple of wins after a long losing streak and then lost in East Lansing yesterday afternoon. Here's Talon Cooper up the right sideline against Isaac Lindsay. Bounces to Dawson Garcia. He's with Crowell. Ola-Joseph and Garcia play catch. Garcia turns it to Cooper high on the right. Cooper off the screen, darts it back to Ola-Joseph with a shot fake, drives the lane, hooks it back out to Henley, off the left wing, feeds Ola-Joseph, goes up in traffic, good, it counts, and a foul. Joshua Ola-Joseph, the freshman out of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, with an and one as the Gophers lead 26-25. The foul is on Stephen Crowell, his first.
Passing was really crisp, sharp between Ola-Joseph and Carrington. Played off each other extremely well.
Ola-Joseph with 6 first-half points. He averages about 7.5 per game. Free throw is on the way, and it's no good. Rebound, Crowell. Ola-Joseph just a 58% free throw shooter coming into the game. 26-25, Minnesota, 2:35 left in the half. Crowell off the right elbow. Throws to Klesman at the left point. Max shovels it into Wall. Left block against Ola-Joseph, who goes down. Nothing called as the Wall lost the ball, so no flop. And it's a play on and a Wisconsin turnover. Ola-Joseph on the left side. He'll throw to Jaden Henley against Asijan. Henley challenged him early. He's challenging him now in the lane. Pushed it up. Impossible shot. Deflected out of bounds. As Connor was getting some help inside, Minnesota keeps it.
There's a lot of contact on that drive.
To shoot. 2:10 left in the half. 26-25, Minnesota. Cooper will inbound, baseline right. Cooper looking and into Garcia, right corner. He's with Crowell. Garcia starts to back, right of the lane. A little double from Wall. Throw out to Henley, flips to Jamison Battle. Battle with 8 to shoot. Leaves it for Cooper on the left wing. Goes cross court for Henley, tries a 3, right side, he nails it. Jaden Henley gives Minnesota a 4-point lead, 29-25, 1:50 left of the first half. Gophers really shooting it well in this first half overall, better than 50%, and a whistle off the ball as Tyler Wall sent to the floor by Joshua Ola-Joseph. He just rooted him out of there off the right block, and that's the third foul on Ola-Joseph. And team foul number 7, so Tyler Wall gets a 1-1.
Tyler Wall's taking some hard falls here in the first half. Been banged around a little bit.
He has 4 points here in this half. 61% free throw shooter. As Brayden Carrington will come in for Ola-Joseph. 1:44 left in the half. 29-25 Minnesota. Gophers are 12 of 22 from the field, 3 of 9 from the arc. Badgers just 11 of 28. Make that, 11 of 28 and 2 of 10 from downtown. Wall with a 1-1, eyes the rim, front end on the way, and it rattles through. Wall with 5 here in the first half. Tyler averaging 11 points per game this season. The scoring has been down the last half a dozen games. Second attempt for Wall on the way, and it's good. He hit them both. He now has 6. 29-27 Minnesota with 1:42 left in the first half. And Talon Cooper brings it up against Isaac Lindsay, throwing to Carrington. He's with the Seagen. Right-hand toss for Jamison Battle. Turns it to Cooper on the right wing. Cooper pivots, throws to Garcia, whips it to Henley at the left point. Henley up the Garcia screen, a flip for Battle, top of the arc. He sends it to Carrington, 9 to shoot. Carrington drives right of the lane, pushed it up and in, off the window. Carrington with 4, 31-27 Minnesota with a minute 15 left in the first half. With the ball is Crowell on the right wing, bounces the Wall at the right block. Wall turns quickly, reverse layup, good. Wheeled around Battle, got the reverse layup going right to left.
He wasn't expecting that move, was he, Battle?
No, he was not. Good, quick twist from Wall. Timeout taken by Ben Johnson with 1 minute left in the first half. 31-29, Minnesota leading Wisconsin. Tyler Wall now with 8 points for the Badgers. So Ben Johnson taking his use it or lose it here in the first half. Greg Gard still has it available with 60 seconds left till halftime.
Pretty good challenge for Connor Asijan, because no matter who's got the ball against him, they're going to try to get it to the rim.
Yep. I was talking with Jim Snyder, the Badgers strength coach, about a variety of things, but he's excited, as you would imagine. I think Connor's gotten a little bit stronger physically as this season has gone on, and really looking forward to working with him this summer. I always think of Michael Finley. His freshman year, he came in, the quiet, skinny kid from Chicago. But as the story went, he liked what the weight room was doing for him. He kind of liked the look. And you just get the sense with Connor it's going to be a similar deal. I'm not saying he's the next Michael Finley. I'm just talking about body type. Just, you know, getting into a good regimented weight training program.
He should look entirely different next year.
Yep.
After a strong offseason. On top of all of this, too, he's been playing a little over 30 minutes in Big Ten games.
Yep, and they have needed all of them. Here comes Jaden Henley up the floor for the Gophers. Final minute of the half, 31-29 Minnesota. Henley high on the right against Tyler Wall. Bounces for Cooper. He's with Lindsay. Cooper on the dribble. Feeds Garcia top of the circle. Puts it on the deck. Left lane line. Turns on Crowell. Throws it up and in with the right hand. Garcia with 10. 33-29 Minnesota with 40 seconds left in the half. Gophers doing a nice job of attacking. Here's Max Klesman on the right wing. Throws to Crowell, top of the circle. Flips it for his Seagen. Connor, baseline left. Drives off the wing. Stops left block. Goes up. No good. Rebound Henley with 25 seconds left in the half. Shot clock is off. Gophers can have the final possession if they want it. 20 seconds left of the break. 33-29 Minnesota. As Ben Johnson gets them organized. Talon Cooper looking over at his head coach. We're down to 10 seconds left in the half. Cooper between the circles against Isaac Lindsay, down to 7 seconds. Cooper with 5. Cooper left of the circle with 3. Left of the lane, hangs in the air, throws the Battle, open 3. Right side, nailed it at the buzzer. The draw and kick, Battle with a triple, and the Gophers lead by 7 at the half.
What a great play by Cooper. With the clock running down, never lost his poise, knew where Battle would be, and got on the basketball in the right corner.
First points of the game for Jamison Battle. He beats the buzzer, and Minnesota goes into the locker room leading by 7. Put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and businesses in Wisconsin and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank. Stop by your local branch or log on today. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table at the half in Minneapolis, Minnesota 36, Wisconsin 29. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Halftime at the Barn, a Jamison battle. Three at the Horn gives the Gophers a 7-point lead, 36-29. Dawson Garcia has been a tough check so far. He has 10 points. Jaden Henley with 7. Joshua Ola-Joseph with 6. 5 for Pharrell Payne. 4 for Braden Carrington. 3 for Jamison Battle. And 1 for Talon Cooper. The Badgers had just 4 players score. Stephen Crowell with 11. Tyler Wall with 8. Connor Esegin with 7. And 3 for Max Klesman. At the half, Minnesota 36, Wisconsin 29. Mike returns with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is deeply committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust. Whenever you shop at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, you are assured of quality parts and service, and a huge selection of name-brand products every time you shop. Or give shopping online a try at mybumpertobumperstore.com. The auto parts you need, the value you expect. That's your locally owned bumper-to-bumper, keeping the motoring public on the road. Service is the difference. We get it.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you know, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The countdown to savings is on at the Clary Customer Appreciation Day sale. Get the best prices of the year, March 16th, 17th, and 18th at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com or join us for Customer Appreciation Days, March 16th through the 18th. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs, earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
V
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to Williams Arena. It is halftime. Minnesota leads Wisconsin 36-29. In that first half, Tyler Wall had 8 points. Tyler grew up in Lakeville, about 30 minutes from Williams Arena. Spoke with assistant associate head coach Joe Krabanoff about Wall's legacy at Wisconsin.
He's a two-time Big Ten champion and integral part of, I think, some of the most successful teams here at Wisconsin. That's saying something because it's been a heck of a ride here for decades, and he's been a big part of that. And I think what's neat about him is he's the ultimate teammate. I think of guys like Josh Gosser. I think of, guys like Zach Showalter, guys that stand out as somebody who is fully ingrained in the jersey and in the locker room and in the heart of this program, and he's got all of that. And I think he's grown as a player, but his impact isn't always what you see out on the basketball court or when the lights are on. It goes well beyond that. It goes into the apartments with his teammates. It goes in the locker room, on the airplane rides, in the meals. He's just such a great kid to have in this program, and I sure hope we get him for one more year.
Did you just define leadership in a player?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it comes in many different forms, but I think that that's a very pure form. It's very natural for him to lead by example, by being an everyday guy in every part of his life and in what this program needs.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SBA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Save on your next project with 11% off everything at Menards. Light up your garage or workspace with our great selection of lights from Good Earth Lighting. Good Earth light fixtures are eco-friendly and super efficient, saving you money on your next electric bill. Pick up a 45-inch length, 10,000 lumen LED shop light for $29.99 after sale price and rebate. Good through March 12th, savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Minnesota leads Wisconsin 36-29 at halftime. Since averaging a couple of points as a freshman, Tyler Wallace continued to get better as a player. I asked Joe Krabanoff about his development.
Absolutely. He's improved, and every year, you know, he's tried to add things to his game, and we've tried to help him, you know, slow down at times. But, man, when he plays with his hair on fire, it can be fun to watch. It gets him in trouble, but, you always live with his mistakes you'll live with because his heart and the way he plays the game is, you know, he's trying to do the right things for the team. And he'll continue to get better. I think his best basketball still might be ahead of him, and I think that's intriguing as a coach, knowing what the rules are, and hopefully we can get him back. If not, hopefully he sends everybody out on a happy note here tonight.
When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game.
Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Your home is where you should feel the safest. But the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Minnesota leads Wisconsin at the half, 36-29. Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Gophers 15 of 25 from the field, 4 of 10 from downtown, 2 of 4 at the foul line. The Badgers just 12 of 30 from the floor, only 2 of 10 from long range, 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Rebounds are even. Wisconsin with a couple of turnovers compared to 5 for Minnesota. 13 assists on the 15 buckets for the Gophers. 8 dimes on the 12 made shots for Wisconsin. But that's 60% shooting. Minnesota is the least efficient team offensively in the Big Ten and hit 15 of 25 shots. 11 for 15 inside the three-point line. So the question is, can the Badgers clean that up? Chucky Hepburn limited minutes with the 2 fouls. Get him back in there and see if the Badgers can't get some things squared away first on the defensive end. And then once again, try to avoid those dry spells, which they had one in this first half. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Minnesota 36, Wisconsin 29. This has been the Halftime Report presented by Culver's. Stay tuned. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
In the first half, Minnesota scored 1.2 points per possession. Defensively, giving up that will get you beat. Badgers are a shade better than 1 point per possession as well, even with that scoring drought. But you know, Greg Gard is very upset about the defensive effort. Gophers getting a lot done. Able to penetrate in the lane. We get ready for the second half with Minnesota leading 36 to 29.
Well, this is a team that's in need of a, attitude adjustment on defense. And we've seen it at various times, but tonight it's been magnified by some of the numbers you mentioned, that this is not a Gophers team that has shown consistent offense at all throughout the season. But from the opening possessions, the first three possessions where Henley was attacking and attacking and attacking Essegian and trying to get to the rim, that kind of set the tempo for the whole first half.
Both teams with 20 points in the paint. Gophers 8 for 10 on layups. The Badgers 7 for 12. Hepburn, Essegian, Klesman, Crow, and Wall out there for Wisconsin. Minnesota will have the first possession of the second half. They've got Cooper, Henley, Garcia, Pharrell Payne, and Jamison Battle. So Payne gets the call to start the second half for Joshua Ola-Joseph, who picked up three first-half fouls. Payne, keep in mind, has two, as does Chucky Hepburn. Second half underway. Gophers move to our right, 36-29. Minnesota leads Wisconsin. With the ball is Dawson Garcia, right of the circle. Tyler Wall defending. A bounce for Battle. He's with Klesman. Battle backing, right block, turns over Max, shooting, missed it short. Klesman the rebound for Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left in the second half, and here comes Klesman to the front court. High screen from Wall. Klesman drifting left. He'll throw to Wall, right of the wheel. Gives to Hepburn to the right side. Drives on Cooper. Is fouled by Talon Cooper. That'll be his second foul on the first of the half on Minnesota. 27 seconds gone by in the second half.
Kind of interesting to see how long it takes Chucky Hepburn to get back into the rhythm of the game after missing so much time in the first half.
Inbounds pass goes to Chucky between the circles. He'll give it up the Wall, flips it back to Hepburn. Quick pass to Crow, left of the circle. He's up for Essegian. Bounce pass to Klesman, left of the lane against Jamison Battle. Klesman now in the paint, couple of pumps, another pump up, blocked by Battle, and Battle comes down with it for Minnesota. And big Jamison Battle on the run to the front court. Looped it inside, wanted Payne, deflected by Crowell and snapped out of the air by Tyler Wall. Turnover Minnesota, Wall left side of the front court. Tyler to the free throw line, backs in the lane, feeds Crowell left of the paint. He's with Dawson Garcia, single coverage, and Garcia is called for the foul. It'll be his first and already two fouls on Minnesota, a minute 5 seconds into the second half.
And encouraging that Wisconsin's gotten back-to-back defensive stops.
36-29, Minnesota inbounds pass to Crow, turns to Hepburn, curls off the left wing, Chucky in the lane, got around Cooper to the rim, layup good. First points for Chucky Hepburn, 36-31, Minnesota, minute 15 gone by, second half. Talon Cooper sets the floor for Minnesota, bounce to Jaden Henley at the top against Essegian. Now drives on him, right lane line, Wall trying to help, Henley throws one up, missed it, but he was fouled by Wall. And to help out Connor Essegian is again Henley attacking the freshman, and it's Wall helping who is called for the foul. That's two on Tyler Wall.
Henley with a little shake and wiggle to get past Essegian, and Wall rotating over.
Henley out of Ontario, California, 15 starts this season. Number 16 coming tonight, averages 5 points a game. He had seven in the first half. Did have a 14-point outing at Maryland this season. First free throw is good for Henley. He had 4 points but five turnovers in their win against Rutgers. 37-31, Minnesota, about a minute and a half into the second half. Second free throw for Henley is off the rim, no good. The rebound to Connor Essegian for Wisconsin. 6-point lead for the Gophers as Hepburn jogs into the front court. He'll send it to Crowell on the left wing. Crowell with a bounce pass for Klesman, left of the lane. Battle defends. A pass for Hepburn, left wing. Hepburn against Cooper. Chucky drives on him down the lane, runs it up right hand, no good. Pharrell Payne the rebound. Payne up the middle of the front court for the Gophers, finds Jamison. Battle tries a three, right wing, no good. Wall climbs the ladder for the rebound. And here comes Wall up the floor for Wisconsin. Driving on Payne, spin move on Payne, low on the right, throws it up, got it, it counts and a foul. An and one for Tyler Wall, and he got the third foul on Pharrell Payne in the process.
You really like to see Tyler Wall read what the defense is playing, and he was able to get into space and attack Payne.
Circle that play. They got the third foul on Payne. 18 minutes to play, 37-33 Minnesota. Tyler Wall with 10 points, 2 of 2 at the foul line, trying to turn this into a three-point play, and he does, straight through with the toss. 37-34 the Gophers, 2 minutes into the second half. Ben Johnson leaves Payne in there. With the ball is Cooper throwing to Payne, right elbow. He's with Crow. Payne, one dribble, leaves it for Cooper, lost it. Hepburn is there, and he's got the breakaway down the lane to the rim. Slam dunk, Chucky Hepburn. And the Badgers are within one. And a timeout for Minnesota as the Badgers come out punching. Down by seven at the half, they have pulled to within one, and this will be a full timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 17:43 remaining. Minnesota 37, Wisconsin 36. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 8 p.m. tonight and continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cloudy skies tonight with snow likely. Lows around 32. Easterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 36 tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows around 23. Tomorrow night, 4 to 8 inches of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Fans, sign up for the Crazy Legs Classic. Enjoy an 8K run or a 2-mile walk and finish on the field inside Camp Randall Stadium. Save on registration when you sign up before April 1st. For details, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. 17:43 remaining at the barn. It's Minnesota 37, Wisconsin 36.
To start the second half, the Badgers force a couple of misses and a turnover in three of the first four possessions, getting stops, and then they turn it into points at the other end by driving the basketball. The last one obviously off a steal, but Chucky also scoring on a drive along with Wall.
Seven go for turnovers. Badgers have turned that into 8 points here so far. Jamison battle between the circles. Throws to Cooper high on the left. Hepburn defense. Garcia sets a screen. Cooper uses it. Hepburn works over. Cooper still blows by him and glides to the rim. Lays it up and in. First field goal for Talon Cooper. 39-36 Minnesota. 17:22 remaining. Max Klesman throwing to Hepburn on the left wing. Goes into Crow, left of the lane against Garcia. Single coverage from Garcia. Backing is Crow, mid-post left. Crow turns to the block, a double from Henley. A throw out to Asijan. He stepped on the sideline, out of bounds. Trying to snap off a three from the left corner, but the heels easily seen on the sideline. Turnover, Wisconsin.
Garcia's definitely versatile, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Just about any position on the floor.
39-36 the Gophers. About 3 minutes gone by, second half. Talon Cooper high on the right off the Ola Joseph screen. Joshua Ola Joseph back in there. Battle with a tough two in the air. Back iron, no good. Crowell the rebound. A little more than 3 minutes gone by, second half. 39-36 Minnesota. Klesman throwing to Hepburn at the left point. Chucky off the Crowell screen. Chucky to the line, down the lane, now spins, throws it up, and in. Hepburn getting penetration. He has six. 39-38 Minnesota with 16:35 remaining.
He's used his left hand a lot more over the last couple of weeks.
Sure has. But the ball is Talon Cooper outside left. Cooper with a bounce for Ola Joseph. Top of the circle, matched up with Wall. A hand off the Battle. He's with Klesman, throwing to Cooper left wing. A toss for Battle. Feeds Garcia high on the right. Rotates to Henley on the right wing. Quick pass, Ola Joseph. Right of the lane with eight to shoot. Ola Joseph backing on Wall. Spin to the block, pushed it up and in off the window. Good work by Joshua Ola Joseph. He has eight, 41-38 Minnesota. About 4 minutes gone by second half. Hepburn at the left point for Wisconsin. Chucky on the right-hand dribble to the line. Again down the lane to the rim. Runs it up, no good. Ola Joseph elevates for the rebound for Minnesota. 15:52 to play. 41-38 the Gophers. Talon Cooper out front. Slides off to the right side. Bounce pass, Ola Joseph, top of the circle. Ola Joseph hands off to Cooper around the Ola Joseph screen. A feed for Battle off the left wing. Stops at the elbow. Feeds Cooper on the right side. 10 on the shot clock. Talon Cooper driving on Wall in the paint. Leaves it for Garcia. Nice leave as Garcia drives low on the left. Lays it up and in. Garcia with 12, 43-38 Minnesota. 15:20 remaining. Max Klesman out front. And then a whistle off the ball. And they're going to get Jaden Henley, it looks like, for a foul. At the under 16 media timeout. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together and play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:18 remaining. Minnesota 43, Wisconsin 38. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey, this year you can listen to coverage of the NCAA Championships on the Varsity Network app powered by Learfield. Fans can hear Westwood One's exclusive national coverage along with most school broadcast through a multicast option that's only on the Varsity Network app, available for free in your app store. 15:18 remaining. Well, Minnesota has withstood the first push from Wisconsin. The Gophers lead the Badgers 43-38.
Talon Cooper's not shooting the ball well. He's 1 of 6, but he's getting his teammates involved. He's got 6 assists. Meanwhile, Hepburn has been attacking Cooper on drives to the rim, and Chucky's like 50-50 on those drives.
Yeah. Chucky is the 2-point shooting percentage is like 35% coming into the game. It was like 42-43% last year. And gets off balance times, but still like the attack mode when he can pick his spots. Here's Max Klesman. Leaves it for Hepburn against Talon Cooper. Chucky off a high screen from Klesman. Now moves to his right off a Crowell screen. Kills the dribble. Throws to Klesman on the right side. Bounce pass to Wall, right of the lane against Ola Joseph, backing his Tyler in the paint. One pump up left hand, no good. Tipped up Crowell, yes. Steven Crowell with the tip, and it's 43-40 Minnesota with 14:50 remaining. 13 points for Crowell tonight. Here's Talon Cooper high on the left. Garcia the high screen. Cooper now right lane line cut off by Crowell because Cooper kills the dribble, floats it back out to Jaden Henley, tossed it back to Cooper against Crowell. Small versus a big. Cooper baseline right jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped, gathered by Hepburn for Wisconsin. 14:28 to play, 43-40 Minnesota. And Chucky Hepburn right side of the front court for the Badgers. He'll flip to Crowell, top of the circle. Garcia sags off and a pass is deflected by Garcia and it's picked off in the lane by Talon Cooper. Cooper to the front court, right foul line extended, throws to Battle, rotates Ola Joseph at the left point. Throws it back to Battle, turns it right point for Cooper. Cooper with a toss for Battle. Left side feed for Garcia, jab step, now tries a three, good to the left wing. That's the third three tonight for Dawson Garcia. He has 15 points, 46-40 Minnesota, with 13:50 remaining. Klesman high on the right, feeds Crowell top of the circle. Crowell one dribble, bounce pass Wall, left of the lane against Joshua Ola-Joseph. Backing is Wall, left block. Wall turns baseline, steps through, reverse layup is good, going left to right. Crafty work from Tyler Wall, 46-42 Minnesota with 13:30 remaining.
Don't know that Ola-Joseph can afford to be very physical with Wall either.
Yeah, Ola-Joseph out there with three fouls right now. With the ball is Garcia, top of the circle. One dribble, hands off to Cooper, dribbles off the left wing, stops at the foul line, finds Ola Joseph, shot fake from three, turns it to Jaden Henley. We'll give off to Cooper with five to shoot. Cooper against Crowell on the left wing. Cooper goes into Garcia, baseline right jumper, rattles through with the shot clock about to expire. 17 for Garcia, 48-42 Minnesota. With 12:55 remaining, Gophers continuing to shoot it well here tonight. Crowell, mid-post right, backing on Garcia, or trying to, turns to the block, now turns back in the lane, shakes, up left hand, good. Steven Crowell with 15, 48-44 Minnesota, 12:38 remaining.
Excellent counter when the baseline was taken away from Crowell, went into the paint and used a hook.
Badgers 7 of 11 in the second half, the Gophers are 5 out of 9. Cooper backs up right sideline, now starts the offense, throwing to Garcia, right of the circle. Garcia leaves it for Cooper on the right wing. Cooper whips it to Henley, left of the circle, working against a Sejan. Henley kicks it left side, Ola Joseph on the wing. Shot clock at five, Ola Joseph operates against Crowell, low on the left, takes it right, reverse layup, good. Ola Joseph with 10, trading buckets, and the Gophers will gladly do that. 50-44 Minnesota with 12 minutes remaining. Here's Tyler Wall, left of the lane for Wisconsin. Wall against Ola Joseph. Backing his Wall at the left block. Still backing, left shoulder turn, up right hand. Good again. Badgers pounding the paint. And they're back within four. 50-46 Minnesota. 11:40 remaining. Talon Cooper out front. Cooper at the edge of the center circle with Hepburn defending. A bounce for Garcia off the left elbow. Garcia against Crowell got by him, and then Crowell called for the foul. The lesser of two evils there. That's the second foul on Steven Crowell and the second on Wisconsin here in the half. And we will take a break at the under 12 timeout. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:29 remaining. Minnesota 50, Wisconsin 46. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Got some shot picking going on here in the second half. Gophers 6 of 10, Badgers 8 of 12, 11:29 remaining. Minnesota 50, Wisconsin 46. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Badgers making some shots, but still lacking in stops. Both teams shooting 60% plus here in the second half, Mike.
Yeah, the Badgers, four of their last four, Wall and Crow,